KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies and 49 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In state news, the Iowa Department of Education has released the draft of the revised standards for teaching social studies to kids across the state. The department's Stephanie Wager says a state writing team put together the new standards after several months of study.
They essentially, did all sorts of looking at what other states have out, looked at, national documents, looked at what we currently had for standards, and then, essentially wrote a new version of our state's social studies standards.
Wager says the move to update the standards was driven by a couple of things.
A lot of general complaints over the years about our standards not being rigorous, not being, specific enough, that kind of thing. Also, Governor Branstad's Executive Order 83 that went into effect a few years ago about having some kind of process in place to, ever so often review your standards, and our current standards have been in place since 2008.
The writing team now hands off its proposal to a review team, which will make any final modifications after getting input from Iowans.
We do a public survey, we will do public forums, we will do focus groups, those kinds of things, and their job is to look at all of that data and feedback kind of collectively and say, the writing team, had a misstep here, so we need to kind of fix this portion of the standards and that kind of thing.
Wager says it'll be kind of a final polish on the plan.
Their job isn't to sort of make sweeping, changes unless there's, strong evidence from the data and from the feedback that support those changes.
Now, this is a continuation of the process that's already seen the state's standards for teaching math and science to K through 12th graders get an upgrade. Wager says some states get very specific about which historical events should be included in social studies curriculum, and that causes the review to get controversial, but she doesn't expect that here.
These standards aren't nearly that specific, and so I doubt that you would see nearly as much controversy as you might see in other states where they're really very specifically defining, that you have to cover this person in this battle and that kind of thing. But certainly it's much less black and white, than perhaps math or science.
The Social Studies Standards Review Team will meet for the first time on November 8th to begin the public review of the draft Social Studies Standards. The team's first meeting will be held from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. in room B100 at the Grimes State Office Building in Des Moines. That meeting is open to the public. A man from Pottawatomie County was arrested Thursday afternoon on Montgomery County warrants for burglary and theft. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports Joseph Bartlett of Council Bluffs was taken into custody at the Pott County Jail and transported back to Montgomery County to face charges of burglary in the second degree and theft in the first degree. Bartlett's bond was set at $10,000. And a Webster County woman was arrested Thursday in Council Bluffs on a Montgomery County warrant for violation of probation. Jolene Kane of Fort Dodge was located at Jenny Edmondson Hospital and transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where her cash bond was set at $5,000. A woman from Kansas was arrested on numerous charges associated with a break-in and burglary in rural Pottawatomie County Wednesday morning. The sheriff's office and a deputy responded to a report of a suspicious female at a residence northeast of Neola. The woman was identified as 38-year-old Lindsay Sanchez of Dodge City, Kansas. An investigation determined Sanchez was in the possession of property belonging to the 73-year-old resident of the home, including a purse, some bathroom toiletries, antique cans, a light holder, oil, bears, and a mirror. The items altogether valued at $310. Sanchez was taken into custody for burglary in the third degree, theft in the fourth degree, interference with official acts, and making a false report to law enforcement. Authorities have accused a Council Bluffs man of stealing some of his grandmother's jewelry and pawning it. 23-year-old Colton Rankin was arrested Wednesday and is charged with theft and burglary. Police say the woman noticed on September 12th that someone had gotten into her jewelry boxes and taken a few items. Court records say that she told police she suspected her grandson because of what she said was his drug problem. Her family checked with his employer in Omaha, suburb of La Vista, and learned that Rankin had not gone to work that day. Police say Rankin later told a relative that he pawned his grandmother's jewelry in Omaha. Police in Creston say a rural Creston resident reported the theft of tools from his tractor. The tools were stolen from a tractor that was on Park Street in Creston. The theft happened sometime between 11 p.m. Wednesday and 7 a.m. Thursday. The loss estimated at $150. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer says a Clarinda man was arrested Wednesday evening on a Page County District Court warrant for OWI. 26-year-old Donovan Harvey was taken into custody at around 6:30 p.m. Harvey has since posted bond and released from the custody following a pending of future court appearances. A woman from Adair County was seriously injured during a crash in Union County Wednesday afternoon. The sheriff's office said 73-year-old Joyce Hare of Fontenelle was transported by ambulance to the hospital in Creston after her car collided head-on with another vehicle driven by 26-year-old Shauna Yenzer of Creston. The accident happened just before 5 p.m. Wednesday near the entrance to the Chicken Inn on the west side of Creston along Highway 34. Officials say Hare was traveling east on 34 and turning left into the restaurant's driveway, but failed to yield to the westbound Hyundai driven by Yenzer. Yenzer complained of pain following the crash, but was not transported to the hospital. Both vehicles were totaled, with damages amounting to $15,000. And four people were injured during a single vehicle accident Wednesday afternoon in Fremont County. One of the victims was extricated and transported in critical condition to the Shenandoah Hospital. Three other passengers were treated at the hospital for unknown injuries. The driver of the vehicle, Kenneth Frame of Red Oak, was not hurt. He was driving an Impala southbound on Highway 59 just before 2 p.m. Wednesday when the car went off to the right shoulder of the road. Frame overcorrected, causing the car to veer off onto a driveway approach and proceed airborne before landing in a ditch and hitting a tree and then coming to rest. The news brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.